Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
It is certainly strange to start a show with a goodbye. Which is what we're doing this morning. Jackson, you want to take it from here?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a little bit odd for this to be happening this early in the morning. But today's a bit of a sad day. We're saying farewell and our goodbyes to our very own intern DeAndre here. As our intern classes come to an end, I've been sort of tasked to create a little bit of a speech for them, a commencement, a graduation speech, if you will, and present with them an award that I think they are deserving of throughout their time.
Our producer Jackson is the one that hangs out with the most, So he would be the one that would go like, okay, here's what you guys need to know and what we're going to be missing.
Exactly.
We just didn't throw it to a random Bert Show employee to be like, hey, you talk about the interns. He's actually in our phone screener room with them for like the entirety of the show.
Yes.
So it makes sense he would have like this inside look into our interns.
While Tommy is the one that does the actual vetting for the interns, I'm the one that has to sit with them each and every day.
Yeah, there you go.
And our intern DeAndre, you come in from where every single day?
From Athens, Georgia.
Athens. So from Athens to Atlanta is how long in that car this early in the morning?
An hour and 5 minutes.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Impressive.
And there's nothing good on the radio to listen to. Not anymore, man. All right, so what do we got?
I mean, honestly, I feel like on the whole, this intern class has to drive the furthest combined into the studio every morning. It's pretty insane.
I agree.
But yeah, we're going to start off the show and we're going to kick it off right with our final or our second to last commencement speech of this semester. Today is a very sad day, but a day that I'm also very proud to be a part of. Today we are sending off and saying our farewells to intern DeAndre. DeAndre, you came in here a wide-eyed and bushy-tailed intern full of hope and promise, and now look at you. Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and full of hope and promise. And that's even after Bert's speech to you about not joining this industry. DeAndre always comes in every morning full of energy and life, and I'm not sure if that's because the rest of your intern class is full of a bunch of mutes, but you have made up for it, and your infectious energy has always been welcome for me. I think the best way to give everyone a sense of what it's like to work with DeAndre is by doing a mini sound effect theater of some of the everyday DeAndre-isms that I hear. First of all, DeAndre, I walk into studio. What's the first thing that you say?
Good morning, Jackson.
Quick, you just got a text from your crush. Kristen just won an award.
Okay, Kristen, come through, award.
This is the part of the speech that I'm actually going to go off script a little bit, and I want to take the rest of the time, to make a public endorsement for everyone and anyone to hire this kid. Oh. He's hardworking, talented, thinks for himself, and thinks ahead. You never have to tell him and ask for anything twice, and I truly think anyone would be lucky to hire him. Oh. DeAndre, you're truly special and one of a kind, and I think you're off to do great things. So with all of that, I present to you the Employable Award.
Okay. Oh, man, that was quite a sell. So good, in fact, would you like Jackson's job? Man, you really have been great, dude. You really have.
Thank you.
And I love coming in here on Mondays because we always time the elevator just right so we get to talk about UGA for a couple. Because he drives a bus around campus and he drives it on UGA game days. Dude's got stories for days.
For days. I also drive night campus, which is, I call it drunk shuttle. essentially what it is. But to Bert's point, I actually planned that. So I see Bert come in every morning And I was like, if I get to talk to Brad every morning, I get to get insight on like, the industry and whatnot.
Look at you.
So I see that Bronco door shut. I'm like, okay, then let me pack it up. And I time it just so off. I'm like, oh, hey, good morning.
I thought it was smart. A coincidence. All this
smart.
That's great.
Snaps. Wow.
And I think I've taught you absolutely nothing on those rides up because I'm always asking you about your weekend.
That is true. But that tells you who the type of guy he is. You know, he's very, you know, personable.
Well, it's been great having you here, man. And are you, same question, when you took this internship, right, it was for what reason? And have you gotten out of it what you wanted? And are you more apt or less apt to be in radio after this internship?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, this internship was kind of like it came at the right time because I applied to several other internships and I all had like no's. So,
okay.
So,
well, there we were.
And there we were.
Then I got this internship. I was like, maybe. Wait,
every morning show's sloppy seconds. That's the merch show.
This one came at the right time. And I think I am more invested. I think I'm, you know. This taught me that I do want to do this, you know, maybe if it is TV, radio, whatever.
Yeah.
I do think I'm like cut out for it. I think this just made me better for it.
Yeah, we did have that an interesting talk while getting coffee a couple of weeks ago when you told me that you really did like radio. And I'm like, don't. just don't, bro.
And we did an entire bonus segment on it as well. I don't know what this says about me, but now I want to know. What were the other internships you applied for that said no?
Right.
Let's see.
Who's got higher standards than we do?
ABC Page Program.
Okay.
Home Depot, Coke, Chick-fil-A, other news outlets and affiliates, they all said no or that I needed experience, but that's why I'm coming here because you're my experience.
Yes. So literally everywhere and anywhere else but here.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you apply?
Atlanta.
No, quite literally. And then one of the P1 listeners, one of my best friends, Carson, is like, hey, I was at the Birch every morning. I was like, I've heard of it. And he was like, they have interns on. You should apply. I applied for summer. I didn't get an interview.
Hey, you can come back this summer if you want.
But Tommy emailed me and was like, hey, actually, he called me. I was actually driving the bus when he called me while he was at Disney World. I was like, I read your resume and I think you should apply for fall. I had my interview and Tommy was like, honestly, this was just for formality. I knew I was going to hire you on the phone. You sounded personal. You sounded live. So I was like, it was meant to be. And here I am making that hour drive.
All right. Lucky you.
Yay.
All right, man. I think from all of us, thank you so much for everything that you've done for the show.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's finally out on Netflix, and Jamie Foxx was ready to tell all. His new special, What Had Happened Was, is out, and he is spilling the details on what happened back in April when he was mysteriously in the hospital for all that time, and we were like, what is wrong with Jamie Foxx? Is he okay? So he basically said that he had a really bad headache in Atlanta while he was filming something on April 11th. And he's like, okay, I'm going to ask for an aspirin. So he gets an aspirin, but then he couldn't even take it. All of a sudden, he was unconscious. So then his friends took him to a doctor who sent him home with like a cortisone shot. And his sister's like, what the heck? Like, no, there's something serious going on here. So then his sister drives him to Atlanta's Piedmont Hospital. And that's when they're like, oh, like we got to treat this ASAP. So then he ends up being unconscious for like 3 weeks. And he said that it was actually kind of oddly peaceful. He talks about this moment where he sees a tunnel and he's like, is that the devil at the end of the tunnel or is that Puffy? And it's this very like funny moment. But he even says that he had a conversation with God and he's like, of all the people that you could have had this happen to, why me?
Why am I going through this? I said, is it a clerical error? Did Peter write down the wrong name? I mean, did you read it wrong? I'm just saying, you know, you've been at this for a while. Maybe you just read that wrong. He said, no, this should be happening to you. I said, what? Why? I said, God, look at all these bad people. Look at all these bad people down here. Shouldn't these bad people be going through this? And you know what he said? Those bad people already belong to somebody else. You belong to me.
Taking people to church during his comedy special, man.
Yeah, that was deep.
I know. People were in the audience like, amen.
You had mentioned that he made the joke about Diddy, right? Mm-hmm. But we had also heard rumors that during that show, he had pretty much said that it was Diddy that put him in the hospital. Is that part of the Netflix show, or was that done before the show, or was it even part of it?
So that's the odd thing about it to me, because I don't know about y'all, but I didn't see anything about the show. Like, when there was no rollout for it, even when I logged into my Netflix, I had to search for it. I didn't see it. So I'm not sure. Some people believe that that might have been a way to promote it, but he addressed it during the show and said that that had nothing to do with him, and he wasn't sure where those rumors came from. And then he made jokes about what if it was Diddy, but he pretty much clarified that it wasn't, even though some people took that as him bringing Diddy up at all. Might have been some kind of shot, but I don't think it was.
Hmm. Well, when he's making a joke, that is that the devil or is that Diddy? I mean, that kind of, I mean, it says something without saying something.
It does. I mean, it could have been just him playing into it since it's already there, and you just make a joke out of it and just him playing on it as comedy, or it could be him trying to say something without saying something. I really don't know.
So throughout the entire comedy special, he never, like, alleged that Diddy did anything to him. That was just a rumor that circulated prior to the comedy special coming out.
That's how I took the joke, is he was just saying, yeah, I don't know where that came from, but since y'all want to hear if he did it, I'll address it. But he said he didn't. He said Atlanta saved his life and that it came from a sickness.
Yeah, at the end of the show, he was like, thank you to the doctors, nurses, he thanked God, the city of Atlanta, and everyone who was praying for him and his recovery, which, you know, was everybody who had seen all of those scary headlines about his condition. He said, thank you for my body, thank you for my soul. So glad that Jamie Foxx is doing a lot better. But speaking of getting into some danger, apparently some of the Christmas music you're listening to could actually lead to some pretty reckless driving. So a new study that came out from insurancepedia.com says that it when you have a song on in the car that's over 120 beats per minute, it can actually lead to some pretty dangerous driving habits. So they found the most popular Christmas songs for this time of year and ranked them 5 through 1 on which ones are the most dangerous to play in the car. So in 5th place, it's Happy Christmas, War is Over.
So the faster the song, the faster you drive.
So that one's got 146 beats per minute.
Well, there's some irony there, because if you're driving in Atlanta traffic, you're in the middle of the war. Christmas and the war is not over.
And you're not speeding because it's standstill.
In 4th place, Santa Claus is Coming to Town with 147 beats per minute. Santa Claus is coming. And again, if you're in Atlanta traffic, you're probably not coming to town because you're probably stuck on 285. In 3rd place, it's Feliz Navidad with 149 beats per minute. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. In 2nd place, it's a classic. And if you haven't played it this year, you will at some point. All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's got 150 beats per minute, but coming at the most dangerous Christmas song to listen to in your car at 172 beats per minute, Frosty the Snowman.
What?
I'm shaking in my boots thinking about driving to the song.
I'm perplexed. Okay, I may get into an accident because I'm changing the station when that comes on.
But probably not, because it's an absolute banger.
Do you know what I just realized? That's the first Christmas music I've listened to so far.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, I haven't listened to any Christmas music so far this year.
Oh, man. No, I've heard enough.
Yeah, it's cranking right outside of my gym now. I've been shopping.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, purposefully, like, yeah, if I'm out, I was out shopping, and yeah, they were playing it in the background or whatever, but as far as me, like, intentionally turning on and listening to Christmas music, I haven't done it this year.
I don't know that I actually ever do that until it's Christmas Day, like, intentionally turn on. Is that, like, when you're decorating and stuff?
Yeah, when you're decorating, if you're driving around your car, you put it on the Christmas station. Like, I have not done that this year.
I don't think I ever do that.
I don't ever do that either. Well, Christmas Day.
We are some Grinch.
All right, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly broke up again. And rumor has it Megan already has a new man. I'm going to tell you what his rep is saying about their potential relationship on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So as far as tipping goes, I think people have actually reached a tipping point. And I think I can... And I think I can identify exactly where the revolution now has really become something a little bit more intense. And I think one of you guys called it out yesterday. It's when now you purchase something and they turn around the screen and the tip immediately, the first one that you can approve is like 25% now. It seems to me like that's where people are like, freak, no more. I don't know.
Because you have to feel guilty if you walk away and don't tip when you don't even know what you're tipping
right.
for.
Right. So I'm a little bit confused about, because I always want to tip, even when I'm in foreign countries and they don't really even expect a tip. As an American, I think we're so used to tipping that when I walk away and I'm only leaving 10%, which is what that country, or no tip at all, in some cases, when I walk away, I feel so guilty about it. But look, this is not strictly an American thing, but certainly the amount that we tip is an American thing.
I would agree. And it has become, it's, and I was somebody who worked in the service industry for a very long time. Mo, I know you were also a server. And, you know, I think I am a proud tipper and I'm a proud over tipper. And I think you should be, because I think the service industry can be a very thankless job. But even I can stand back and look and be like, this has just gotten extra. And yeah. I mean, there are some people, I saw some woman, and this was going viral on social media, where she had her receipt and she was filling it out and she had went and picked up carry out, right, from a restaurant. And it had suggested tips like the 18%, 20%, 22%. She scratched out every single one of them. And then in the tip area, she put no tip for carry out. And I'm like, we all got to get on the same page here, because somebody sat there and packed up your food and put your ranch and your blue cheese and its little condiment sides for your wings. Like, that's an instance where I think tipping is still should still be expected.
Yeah, I think so. So let's debate some of these. Okay, first of all, there was a survey taken last year, and it says 2/3 of Americans have reached a tipping point.
A tipping saturation?
Literally a tipping saturation point. So I went on to Reddit and literally did a search on what are things you will absolutely not tip for. And the first one was harsh, because I do think it's a problem in our country that we're not paying our employees enough, so they rely on tips. And this first one is kind of harsh. Anywhere that's getting paid minimum wage for services provided, they are not tipping. You're not entitled to tips if you're being paid properly. It's not my problem if the boss doesn't pay you enough. That's between you and your boss. You're also not entitled to tips for doing the absolute bare minimum. Tips are earned, not demanded.
I mean, that's tough. And I think the reason we've all gotten so accustomed to tipping is we understand that a lot of these places don't pay their employees a livable wage. And so that's why we tip. But it's also hard to know, like, how do I know if your boss is paying you a livable wage or not? You know what I mean? So I feel like there needs to be, like, I wish someone would just put out a codex of, like, these are all the places, and let's just all get on the same page so nobody has to be mad at each other.
This dude says, crumble cookie. Seriously, you put it in a bag.
I don't think I've ever tipped at crumble cookie.
I don't know that I have. I'm sure I have.
Yeah, if the screen, I've gone, yeah. I take Jimmy in there, I'll get him a cookie, and if the screen has a if the screen asks for a tip, I always tip.
There's an internal.
I can't not tip.
There's an internal dude in my head going, really? Are you going to tip for this? But then I always end up giving it.
Is it just crumble cookie? Because like some, you go to the liquor store and they, you put the bottle on the counter and they'll turn around and ask you for a tip.
That's on here also. The liquor store next to my work has a tip option on the debit machine.
Okay, y'all need to go to my liquor
store. I don't understand that one.
Y'all need to go to my liquor store because that does not happen at
really?
My
it does.
It does at mine, too.
It certainly does.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like we've lost what tips were for. Like, you used to give the money at the beginning of the meal to ensure good service, right? And then it became after the meal to thank for good service. And now it's like, yeah, 25% because you picked out your own bottle of liquor. Like, that's, you did nothing.
This woman was upset because they asked her for a tip at a self-serve yogurt place.
I've seen that.
My yogurt place used to do that. And yes, like Kristen, I tipped.
So you literally, have you been in one of these?
No.
Yeah, you literally go in. It's got all the different like frozen yogurts and it almost looks like a keg. And you pour your yogurt by yourself. You put it into a packaging by yourself. You add all the other stuff by yourself. You bring it up to the cash register. All they do is ring you up and they are asking for a tip.
Yeah,
no way. Okay, but here's what we're forgetting. We control this narrative. Don't tip. Like, if you did all that, and if you feel like they don't deserve a tip. Now, if you are eating in the restaurant, and you will potentially, like, get some yogurt on the table, and they're going to have to clean it off, I think that would be nice to do them a solid and to do a tip. But if you're putting that into a to-go container, and you are walking out of the store, and you don't want a tip, then don't tip.
But I want them to like me.
we are literally in control of this situation.
And I feel like we're getting mad at the wrong people, too. Like, those workers don't choose the payment system. We should be mad at their bosses who are squirreling away that extra cash so we have to pay their employees more.
Here's one most of us can relate to here. Starbucks. You're always making that decision when you go to Starbucks. They are literally doing the job they are hired to do. It says, you aren't bringing me my drink or my food. I have to stand and wait for it. It's fast food, same as McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. You agree with that?
I mean,
I don't go to Starbucks, but I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, technically it is fast food. I mean, there's a drive-thru. Like, you're ordering something. They're bringing it to the window. Like, I get it, but... Yeah.
That's what I find so frustrating about the tipping thing in general. Like, as Cassie said, it was started to ensure proper service. Yeah. And I'm like, why do I got to pay you for the job? Like, it just doesn't make sense, period. Like, I wish, like, why can't you just charge me what you want to be charged instead of making me do the math and, like, pay you more because I want you to like me and do I pay this? It's just, it's awful.
So this is the one I found infuriating and I didn't tip on when it was asked of me. Online clothing stores.
No.
Tip.
A tip. So no. You go there. Yes, it has happened to me. You're online. You make your purchase and they ask you a tip. And some of them are just reselling clothes from a different website. And they are asking you for a tip at the end of it. Now, because I don't see this person eye to eye, I feel like I don't have to tip. But it's happened to me before also. Like, I don't know who is doing what. I don't know this person, and it's an online purchase. I'm supposed to tip for that?
Can I ask a favor? Now, when people go download the podcast, after every podcast, can we ask for a tip?
Their tip is going to be stop talking.
The Burt Show.
There is no more surprising time in my life than when I get a question right on Jeopardy that's not pop culture. It stuns me. Like, I almost want to turn the TV off and go, better end on a high, because that's not going to happen again.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite memories. It's just so random, and I love it. My dad would do the Jeopardy dance if he got one of the Jeopardy questions right. So as a kid, we would be watching it, and, you know, and every now and then you'd yell out an answer, and then sure enough, you got it right. And so Pops would do, it's so stupid, but I will never forget it. And he'd sit there, and he'd be like, yeah. And just sit there and point at his big old brain like he's something else. I'm like, you know, you literally got like one question right the entire show.
That's all you
got
to go for. Look, this isn't Major League Baseball. All you got to do is get 1 in 30 right. And I consider it a success.
Yes, sir. You're right? In the Hall of Fame if you get 2.
So one network has gotten smart and they know, like, okay, too many Americans are stupid. They can't get the real questions right. So let's just go ahead and do Pop Culture Jeopardy. And it's been a hit.
As it should be. I mean, those are the questions I jam to. I don't know what that says to us about a country that we know more about pop culture than, you know, like politics and history and, you know.
Well, one is relatively fun and the others aren't.
There's that.
Okay.
Entertainment.
All right. And this is what we do for a living, pop culture. I mean, like it or not, we have to do our homework. So we should do well during Pop Culture Jeopardy, which Rebecca is here to host.
Yep. It's time for the Burt Show to play Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Clearly, that is not copyright infringement. That is a parody.
Alex Trebek just rolled over in his grave.
No. Yeah, thank you, youth group, for providing me those amazing vocals. So this is the version of Jeopardy that is meant for people who talk to their coworkers about an article they read and really saw it on TikTok.
Or just read the headline and said you read the article. Bury I read that article. It was four lines long.
Bury that. So this game and its questions is ripped directly from the show Pop Culture Jeopardy, hosted by Whitest Man Alive, Colin Jost. The game is simple. I have 10 clues in total. Feel free to stop me at any time because I got very passionate about this.
Okay.
I will read off the category, the question, and then you guys, the contestants, will ring in by yelling beep, beep to give your answer and win a point.
Beep, beep,
yes.
Beep, beep.
Okay.
If the first person to ring in gets the clue wrong, other players may ring in to steal.
Okay.
In true Jeopardy form, I would like you to phrase your answer in the form of a question. So, for example, if the clue reads, what tiny endangered animal went viral on social media in 2024?
Beep, beep. What is a mudang?
Correct.
Who?
All right.
Who is? Put who some is, respect oh. on is her a, name. Who is a mudang?
Put some respect on her name.
We don't like pronouns here, man. You got it right. Just to do it justice, and because we are stealing it, what network is that on?
I actually don't know the original network. It's on Prime.
The new one's on Prime?
I don't have cable.
Nobody knows what anything comes
That's
on
the
anymore.
Thing. Yeah, Kristen was just complaining about this. I've seen the commercials. I just have no idea where to find it.
So not it's on clue. Amazon Prime?
It's on Prime. Okay. That's where I watch it.
All right.
Okay.
So first category. I can do two things. He retired from the NFL with 141.5 sacks and made the Hall of Fame. Then, in a career move
beep, beep.
That...
Who is Michael Strahan?
That's correct.
Yay! Okay.
Well done.
Okay. Also, sports related. Yeah. That's one I was born to win.
I was waiting for it.
Next category, Nifty 50. In 50 First Dates, Adam Sandler's Henry.
Beep,
is,
beep.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
Point to Bert.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it. All right.
We're going to let you slide.
Beep, beep. Who had the answer key before we started this game?
Beep, beep. Who is Bert?
All right. Reality stars. This breakout star of The Real Housewives of Atlanta also had a recurring role as Coach Roz Washington on Glee.
Ooh.
Kristen,
how are you not getting this? This is your wheelhouse.
Dude, I haven't watched Real Housewives in like 5 years.
Beep, beep. Who is NeNe Leakes?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay.
Point to Cassie.
Isn't it so much better when you cheer for each other? They should do that on the show. All the smart people should go, yay!
This is what they do on the Great British Baking Show. They always cheer for each other. Yes.
Category is Friends. In one episode of Friends, we learned that Monica has 11 categories of these, including...
Beep, beep. Erogenous. What is erogenous zones?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Unlucky.
All right.
That'd be lucky.
We learned that Monica has 11 categories of these, including guest, fancy.
Beep, beep. Towels. Water towels.
That is correct.
Very good. Oh, very good.
Fancy. All right. Oh, wait. What's that sound? It's time for the Daily Double. Bert and Cassie, you both share the most points, the only points on the board at this point.
My buzzer was broke.
So you both get the chance to buzz in and win 3 points from the Daily Double. If your answer is incorrect, the other players will be able to steal.
Okay.
Your category is fashion collabs. Beyonce partnered with Adidas to create this athleisure line.
Beep, beep. Yes. What is Ivy Park?
That is correct.
Dang, good for you. I would have never gotten that.
Well done.
All right, we enter Double Jeopardy, where the points are doubled.
No sound effect?
Let me get this straight. Double Jeopardy is the points are doubled?
Yes.
Whoa.
You will now win 2 points. Okay. First category, back in 2019.
Ooh, so far back.
Ooh. Viewers were left bereft and adrift after the final Game of Thrones episode when Daenerys died in this man's arms.
Beep, beep, beep. Who is Jon Snow?
That's correct.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
Hey!
Nice job.
Hey!
Good answer.
Category is books by rappers. Published in 1999, The Rose That Grew From Concrete compiles useful... who was that? Was that Abby?
It was me.
Kit Kristen?
Who was Tupac?
That's correct.
Right.
That was my one, Kristen.
Give me your black card.
That's my one.
Okay, two more questions left. You're all still in it. You're all still in it.
Okay.
Category is I'm suffering from dystopia. Brando, the thirst
beep, meal. Beep. What is Idiocracy?
That's correct.
Yay!
That is the question, and what is that?
Yeah.
Idiocracy is one of the best movies of all time. It's got Luke Wilson in it. It's got Maya Rudolph in it. It's got Terry Crews in it, Dax Shepard. And it's basically the Earth thousands of years in the future, and the human race is stupider than it is now, and they think plants drink Gatorade. That's Brando.
Okay, I am putting this on my must-watch.
So,
okay.
Luke Wilson essentially saves the planet by telling them, hey, your crops aren't growing because you're feeding them Gatorade. You need to feed them water.
Nice.
You should watch it.
Great movie. And we're living in it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We have come to Final Jeopardy. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Okay, players, you're all still in the game, except for Mo, I think. I'm sorry. Because this answer will win you 5 points. You will each receive a chance to give your answer. Here is the clue. You don't ring in. This pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons. You have the length of this song to think about it. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. It's nightmare fuel.
Do, 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 do.
Who is Liza Minnelli?
Kristen?
Who is Kylie Minogue?
Cassie?
Who is Celine Dion?
Mo?
Who is I'm Out of the Game?
Who is Cher?
You are all incorrect. The answer was Lady Gaga.
What?
Dang it.
So Cassie wins
way
with
to
a
go,
whopping.
Cass.
Yeah.
Way
thank
to
you,
go.
Thank you.
Book smart and street smart. That's you. That's you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No, we're not Greta Thunberg. We can't save the world, but we might be able to save our little corner of the world. And I think that's what we're trying to do here. We told you guys yesterday there are 48 families all around town that are looking at Christmas Day, not really with the enthusiasm that you might be, because they got nada right now. They got big time needs. And we have been working with this app Perposity that has identified these 48 families, and they just don't randomly pick them, Tommy. I mean, I think here's where we give them credibility. Like, we know that these are families all around the area, all around Atlanta, that really need help.
Yeah, they work, Proposity, we're working with. They are a nonprofit app that connects people who want to help other people. And this is the perfect time to do that during the holiday season. And Proposity works directly with social workers, homeless liaisons, program managers who work at really the grassroots level and find these families for us. And they have found 48 deserving families that need your help this holiday season.
I love the fact that I'm getting, and it started a couple of weeks ago, DMs from people going, hey, I had a decent year, believe it or not, and I'm looking for families to help. These started weeks ago. So now we have 48 that we know absolutely need the help. We started our list yesterday, and the one that sticks in my head so much is the family that all they want are two hoodies. Mm-hmm. That was it on their list. You guys took care of those hoodies yesterday and did a lot more. So what was our starting point yesterday, and where are we today, Tommy, because we're certainly not done.
So our starting number will sound like a big number. It's 329. That's total needs.
Okay.
These are like gifts, total needs that we need. 329.
So 48 families, 329 gifts within those families. One might have one need.
Yeah.
One might have three needs.
Exactly. Okay.
Like one yesterday was a teenage girl whose dad, he's a single dad and he's working and he's not able to, he's already out of the house and off to work when she wakes up for school. Yep. So she just wants a pink alarm clock to help her get up and take care, like, so she's not late to school. So that was one of the needs.
Yeah, you know, and just as a sidebar here, man, as we're doing this, the perspective that I'm getting and the entitlement almost that I feel by the Christmases that I've had with my families before, I mean, I haven't lived in a world where an alarm clock or a hoodie is the only thing that my kids want. And so as we're going through this list, I'm feeling a little bit sheepish and a little bit, embarrassed, actually.
We'll push that embarrassment and we'll make it feel better by fulfilling all these needs. Yeah.
Yep. So 329 needs. That sounds like a big number, but Bird Show fam, you have kind of set the bar high, because our original breaking and entering family that we did last week, that we're going to do the breaking and entering for next week, we originally asked for 65 items for them, and you came through and donated 402 items. Ooh, we did that in like a day.
It's how you roll.
Yeah, most of that was actually in 90 minutes.
I'd actually say your generosity is silly.
Wait, so 329 total.
But
needs.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm so excited to report this, y'all. Yesterday, Bird Show fam, you took care of 100 needs.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Already more 100 wishes met. More than $4,500 in gifts given. So we're like a third of the way there already.
Maybe we'll be able to knock this thing out today, because the total that we're looking for is, it's only about $14,000, okay? There are a lot of times we come on the Burt Show and we ask you guys to help a family out. We're talking about $50,000, $75,000. Here we have 48 families and we're only talking about $14,000. So don't get caught up in the numbers. And these are really, really needy families, but not asking for a whole bunch with each family.
No. So, for instance, when you go to theburtshow.com and you click on the Proposity link, we have a Burt Show team, and you're going to see the list of all the needs. And you can go through and read, and whichever one touches your heart, that's the one you can fill. For instance, maybe you read this one about Bubble Bliss. This autistic child, raised by a dedicated single parent, thrives with tools that help him stay calm and focused in class. Sensory items like a liquid motion bubbler bring him joy and support his needs during the school day. So for $25, you could fulfill this need. And then the next one, in December, this middle school girl has an exciting band concert in which she'll be performing. It's an important event that calls for attire that matches the occasion. However, nice dress clothes haven't been easily accessible for her as of late. Could you help this clarinet connoisseur get classy by donating a pair of dress shoes? That need is $50 to meet. Another one, can you help a family this holiday season? Mom and dad are working extremely hard in full-time jobs to provide for their three young children. They are trying their best to get back on their feet after moving from out-of-state paycheck to paycheck. Can you lend a hand with healthy snacks and meals for the kids? That's also another one of the needs.
That's food.
Yeah.
I mean, food.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking as you were rattling these off, Kristen, if you have kids, this might be a great thing to do with kids.
Yeah.
Right? Like put that as I'm looking at my family, if you're looking at your family over the last couple of years, right, and you have the same kind of scene when you're in your house and everybody's going through their stuff and then they go through the second round, they don't have that kind of perspective yet. They don't really quite know. So if you sit down with them and explain this and have them pick the family that they want to help and explain the items to them, like an alarm clock, they're going to look at you kind of crazy, like all they want is a hoodie. Will they understand that? But I think giving that kind of perspective early will allow them to appreciate what they get on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm.
Kristen, I'm disappointed in you because when you talked about the little girl that needs the shoes, you missed an opportunity. Tell me, can you buy these shoes?
No,
no, okay, no, we're not going there.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
We're not doing that.
I'm just saying, read Christmas shoes.
No, read the room.
All right, so again, family to family, yeah, you're
read
looking
the room.
At,
my mom is dying from cancer.
Oh, my God.
Read
she
the
went
room.
There. She went
eye
there.
Contact with each one of you. No, you're good.
Thank you, guys.
This was our feel-good break.
Thank you, Kristen, for trying.
I did. I really did. All right, so I shared the link to the Proposity team on my Instagram story yesterday. And of course you can go to theburtshow.com, but I just wanted to read one of the DMs I got after I shared the link, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Yes, I read my DM. Are you proud of me?
Ooh. Did you answer any?
No. But I read it and I'm about to share it.
Okay.
So from Burt Show listener Katie, in response to the link to these needs, she goes, "We'll donate tomorrow. So many tears listening to these segments. Also, the one for Cassie was amazing. Really humbles you. I can't imagine not having money to buy a jacket for my kids. While we're not rolling in the dough, we are so fortunate to be able to provide for our children. The Burt Show is an amazing team and even better community. You guys are freaking awesome. I love you all so much for doing this."
Awesome.
And I think that's the sentiment that we just need to we need to have.
There's a family that just needs durable winter boots. That's it.
Yep.
Okay. So if you can help out sometime today, again, these are not going to cost you an arm and a leg here. Maybe by tomorrow we can come in here and go, "Oh my God, we got 3/4 of the list done." And you can find it right at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to need to make a request to whoever's putting together the schedule, because I feel so vapid talking about these celebs after we just talked about these people in need.
You want me to move it to not right before the e-buzz?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
I'm like, balance.
She needs an alarm clock, and I've got to talk to you about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
It's a tough follow.
You know how tone deaf I feel right now? Like, there are bigger problems out here. But anyway, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broke up again, and apparently this happened during Thanksgiving while they were on vacation in Vail, Colorado. Apparently Megan saw something on MGK's phone that she didn't like. We can put the dots together. He probably was texting a lady, or maybe a guy, I don't know. And apparently MGK left the vacation early and they haven't seen each other since. Now, this is a big deal because it's not just like any other breakup. They announced her pregnancy in early November. So just weeks later, they split. The baby is due in March.
Yeah, this was all fun and games until now. We got a child that's involved. And I've said this before, that this is a rock and roll couple, man. This is our Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee of this generation right here. But once you know, that went back and forth and they had this tumultuous rock and roll relationship. Now that you got a kid involved, it's not nearly as fun.
I know, rock and roll's not fun when there's a kid involved.
No,
when there's somebody's life and childhood on the line. So honestly, I'm kind of hoping they figure it out. I'm hoping they're just like off again and this is the last time they're going to be off again. They just got one more thing they got to work through, and then they can be back together and raise their little rock and roll kiddo. Who knows? But apparently, so there's a new rumor going around that Megan already has a new guy, which I didn't necessarily believe when I saw these rumors, because I'm like, they literally just announced their breakup.
She's pregnant with another man's baby.
And she's pregnant with another man's baby. There's a whole gambit of things why this relationship shouldn't happen, but there were rumors flying around that she was dating her co-star from a movie she filmed last year called Subservience. And then I was like, wait, if she is dating this guy, I'm like, I'm kind of about it for her. Like, if she is dating this man, like, you know what? I'm not mad about it. So I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie on Netflix called 365 Days. Did you guys ever see that? Came out during the pandemic. How have you guys never seen this movie?
No.
Refresh my memory on it.
It's a Wattpad movie. I can't use the proper terms, but it's basically just an excuse to see people doing it on screen, but there's a love story behind it. It's kind of 50 Shades. It's European 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What it is. Oh. And
the Europeans are freaky.
Yeah.
It's a freaky movie. We were all bored during the pandemic. We're like, we need something to do. So this guy stars in it. He is stupid hot. He is one of the sexiest men to ever walk the earth.
What's his name?
His name is Michele Marrone. Or maybe in Italian, it's Marrone. I don't know. Michele Marrone.
Oh.
But they filmed a movie last year called That, right?
Yeah.
Right? And there's a sequel, Kristen, and there's a sequel. And yeah, so they filmed a movie last year called Subservience, and rumors circulated online that they're dating. A rep for him had to come out and shut these rumors down. The rep for this guy said, any accusations beyond a work friendship are simply untrue. They filmed a movie together a year ago. Michelle is currently in Italy filming another project. So unfortunately, this rock and roll baby will not have a sexy Italian stepdad. At least not now.
Not going to be bilingual.
Yeah, but speaking of movies that include some intimate scenes, there's a movie producer out there that wants to get Brangelina back together for the sake of a film. This is very tone deaf to me.
It's never going to happen.
Well, A, it's never going to happen, but we've also heard about these allegations of things that Brad Pitt has allegedly done during his relationship with Angelina. Like, there was this private jet situation where I guess he got very physically violent on this plane. And so now everyone kind of sees Brad in a little bit of a different light of maybe he's not so much of a good guy. And so if that all those rumors are true, or if that filing from Angelina's divorce documents are true, why would any producer think it's okay to get them to on set to be lovers again?
Because he knows it'll never happen, but at least the suggestion will get this film and this product some publicity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They loathe each other.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go through a divorce, and here's the guy that went through a divorce, you go through a loathing period, okay? Mm-hmm. Where it's just like you can't stand to hear their name. In this case, you hope you put on a good face for the kids, but it hurts a lot, right? And there's a lot of ego going on. It takes a while to get past that. These guys have extended that period because there's so much money involved also. Weren't they arguing over like some wine land also?
Miraval, yeah. It was got real petty as far as like they found each other's currency and they knew how to go after each other and really like hit below the belt.
Mm-hmm. It literally is their movie War of the Roses, except it's with money,
uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. So they're not getting together. This guy knows that. This is clearly for publicity.
It's ridiculous. So I will not be giving out the movie title. It's from a producer named Danny Rossner, and he wanted to pay Brad more than Angelina, which I am not about. So I hope when this movie eventually comes out, nobody goes to see it. All right, authorities are looking into an influencer after her followers noticed something troubling in one of her videos. I'm going to tell you why she's under investigation on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.